Now, clearly, if we're looking at quality presenters that stand out as being just magical in every sense of the word, whether they're on Room 101, whether they're actually covering the whole sort of range of other fantastic words that are there, you need to obviously look to the Stoke City fandom area to actually choose the one and only the legendary individual that is indeed Nick Hancock. Nick, it's a sheer delight to be able to welcome you to the show today. How are you, sir?
I'm very, very good. I'm not sure I can live up to that introduction. That was fantastic.
So we only call it as we see it, basically. It's great stuff. But you must be delighted, because I recall the times where, actually being a Stoke City fan, it was more a case of, well, yes, we remember the days of Gordon Banks and various other folk, but now it's all good under the Pulis.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, the days of Gordon Banks and John Marsh and Mike Pedgett, that's 40 years ago this week, in fact, that they won the League Cup. But, yeah, we're creating new history at the moment. Right. And so my son will have his own time to talk about.
Just splendid in so many ways. Exactly, like the generational thing comes in all sorts of. I can see the Tony Waddington looking from on high, saying they're doing good. That's
absolutely right.
But we could go on at length talking about the joys of Stoke City and so on and so forth. Let's progress, because you've got a fantastic new series that's actually starting on the BBC, which seems to be a wonderful mixture in this Olympic year of the finest sort of notions of competitiveness, whilst at the same time having that weakest link put in place as well, really.
Yeah, it has in a way. Yeah, it's competitive with the six people. It's both competitive and cooperative, because they can choose to play together. It's a normal quiz with general knowledge questions. People enjoy it on that level. But it also has this sort of group factor where they can work together and share the money and share their knowledge, or they can choose to stab each other in the back and go it alone and take all the money for themselves. So there's a sort of a kind of a soap opera feel as well as a quizzy feel to it. And I have to say, and you know, I'm not good at pumping these things, but I really enjoyed doing it. I thought it was good.
It must have been interesting, because you almost say it's like a quiz for the credit crunch generation, really. A quiz for the bankers of the world today, perhaps. You know, that kind of stab in a back scenario. So are they going to work together? Are they going to be good souls? Or is it going to be a case of where they're going on this one?
I suppose, you know, I hadn't thought about it like that, but in a strange way, it is self-interest versus socialism, isn't it? I hadn't looked at it like that, but if you want to read it like that, and that makes you enjoy it, then that's fine.
Well, Nick, I always like to, perhaps it's the academic in me, you know, the University of Lincoln side of things for Sarah FM, where I think, yes, but that's the one level, but what about the deeper level? What about the PhD doctorates on the show? That's the crucial thing.
Well, you've got psychology, you see, psychology and sociology. How do you judge the people there? Who's going to do the stabbing in the back? Who likes to work as a team member? We all love to judge people by the way we look at them. We all like to think that we're great judges of character. And it's always a little bit surprising to find who's the one to slip the knife in first.
It is indeed. Well, speaking of slipping the knife in, brings in our head chef, of course, from the Oakbridge Hotel. Nice link there. Aaron,
hello,
questions?
Nick, how are you?
Hi, Aaron, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good.
Just, it's really great to see you back on TV again, because I really enjoyed, you know, like your Room 101 you've done. And, you know, the thing that comes across for you is your personality comes across in the show that you do. How much say do you have in, especially this new quiz show, how much say do you have in getting your personality across and making that show really your own?
Well, you know, a certain amount. I mean, obviously, it changes. It depends what stage of your career you're at, really, of how much they want of you, to tell you the honest truth. But, you know, when you've got people to chat to, members of the public to work with, you know, there are some that need your arm putting around them. There are others that need, you know, to be sort of reined back a little bit. And so, you have to sort of be yourself and try and manage the different personalities there. So you get a certain amount of chance to do that, yeah.
Got to say, the title Breakaway, I know people are saying, but we've heard about Nick. What's the show called? It's Breakaway. Don't worry, I say it again, Breakaway. used to remind those of us of a certain chronological age of a chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar, or indeed a song by Art Garfunkel, or indeed Gallagher and Lyle.
Precisely. I was thinking definitely the sort of Gallagher and Lyle was in there from that point of view. Presumably there's going to be a snappier theme tune, although in a kind of calming routine, the original Gallagher and Lyle classic would have actually been a nice relaxing way
it
to work through the thing.
I think, yes, it might not have suited the treacherous Machiavellian way that the show works, but a nice song all the same.
As we say, it sorts the risk takers from the team players, which is a wonderful strapline for that. When you first saw the brief for this, did you think, that's interesting, or I don't know? I mean, I suppose you could be in the role here, obviously going head to head with that former Radio 1 breakfast presenter, Mr. N. Edmonds, and obviously his Deal or No Deal, I'm thinking.
Yeah, there is that. I think what you do, you look at something like this. I mean, the first question I always say is, how many are there going to be? And, you know, we're doing 20, so it's on every weekday for the next month. I need to know if there's going to be 20, because I'm not that good an actor that I'm going to find it interesting, that I'm going to be stimulated. Otherwise, I'm just going to look like I'm having the most terrible time. And if the presenter's having a terrible time, everybody else will have a terrible time. So what we did was, I went in, I said, let's have a look at it. We did a few run-throughs. I saw how it worked. And I was just pleasantly surprised to find that actually each one would seem to be different. It was so reliant on the characters of the people who were taking part to shape the way that it worked, that it would keep my interest. So I'm hoping it keeps my interest, that it may also keep the interest of people who watch it.
I'm sure it will. 30 questions, of course, between the contestants and the finishing line.
Yep.
They can break apart in various ways, hence the line, breakaway, yep. You know, in case people are wondering, why do a brain show? No, it's you can break away. That's the key thing.
You can break away from the pack and go it alone.
Exactly. I know it seems basic, Nick, but as I'm sure you're aware, you've been in the industry long enough to actually appreciate that sometimes you have to be explicit. You
know,
you have to say, that's why it's there. You know, it's all ridiculous.
I think if people want to really get the measure of it, they should have to watch all 20 shows. You should get the measure of it straight away with a bit of luck.
I think it's like a whole routine from that point of view, and obviously available on BBC iPlayer and various other things. It's BBC Two that it actually launches on.
BBC Two,
it works from that point of view. Kicks off very, very shortly. Kick off, sporting metaphor, can't resist it from that point of view. And let's hope it will never... I know, because it's got you there at the former high spot there, Nick. It will never actually go into Room 101, because it just won't. It'll just be everybody's magical scenario. Nick, it's been splendid touching base with your good self today. We've got two final questions just to throw at you. These are the crunch ones. These are the kind of the issue ones. Nothing to do with Stoke City, but have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the midweek drive for both Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting on the show today?
I've had a wonderful time, yes.
So the next crucial question, and as indeed our head chef, Aaron Craig, worked with Heston Blumenthal, says, this could be even more interesting. Can we look forward to possibly, in the very near future, featuring you again and possibly sort of chatting about life, the universe, and various other things? Will Nick Hancock return?
I'd love to, and I'd love to talk to Aaron about food as well.
Yeah, great, very passion. Much so. Do you like your food, Nick?
Oh, yes.
I think on that little bombshell, you know, it's marvellous. Nick Hancock, he likes his food. We'll say happy trails. Nick Hancock, we salute you. Many thanks.
All the best.